Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls coming up here. First, though, we got to talk to our guy, Ross Tucker. We do it every Tuesday. I wish we were getting ready for an Eagles-Bears game in the division round. We're not. We're unpacking the pieces of a wild card loss to the 49ers and talking about what's next at Ross Tucker NFL, the Daily Ross Report there. Ross, how you doing today?
Ross.
I am doing okay. My flight is booked to Chicago because I'm calling the Rams and the Bears. And to your point, it'd be a lot cooler if it was the Eagles and the Bears.
It would. Unfortunately, we're not there, and we're ready for an offseason here in Philadelphia with a lot of things up in the air. Ross, let's start here. The game on Sunday... How did you see it, and what was really what went wrong for the Eagles? Because they went in as a heavy favorite, and man for man, it looked like with the Niners' injuries, how are they going to do this? And the Eagles let them come in here and win that game. What stood out to you watching the game Sunday?
So I think Sunday's game was really emblematic of the whole season, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that said that, but I would say Sunday's game in general and the season in particular just represent to me a massive missed opportunity, because I still deep down believe the Eagles probably have the best roster in the NFL, and most of those guys are in their prime and most of those guys are healthy. You know, the only guy they were really missing on Sunday was Lane Johnson. Meanwhile, obviously everybody knew all the injuries the 49ers had. So to be in that spot where you are rested, you didn't play in week 18, you're healthier, you're playing at home, you have the better roster. I mean, I was thinking about this after the game. Only like a handful of 49ers in that game would start on the Eagles team. Only a handful. I mean, the Eagles would have the vast majority of the starters if you made an all-star team or whatever from those two teams. So it's a huge missed opportunity. It's not shocking because of what we saw all year. It is surprising because I did think that they would be able to take it to another level like they did in 22 and 24 when they averaged more than 7 points per game in those playoff seasons than they did in the regular season. Quite frankly, I thought the defense would play better. I thought Jalen Hurts would run it more. And I feel like, you know, I don't know if it's 3 years from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now or all the above, we're going to look back and say, gosh, 2025, what happened? They had this guy and that guy. Windows like this, opportunities like this do not come along very often. Ask Q when he was with the Eagles in the early 2000s, when you have the team, when you have the roster, you have to come through. You have to find a way to make the plays in the critical games to get over the hump and get to the next round.
Well, I agree with that. And we see this across the NFL all the time when there's this rare collection of talent that you don't know how long it lasts. Now, Ross, there's a lot of blame to go around.
A lot of blame for
what happened during the season and then certainly Sunday. Where do you come down on how much of it and really, frankly, I think too much is being put on Kevin Petullo. I'm not trying to say he's great, and he's probably going to lose his job, and they're probably going to upgrade an offensive coordinator. I acknowledge all that. It just feels from my seat, Ross, that everyone is just saying this is all Petullo's fault. And I look at the game Sunday and the year, and I say the players had plays to be made. They didn't make them. I mean, he didn't drop those passes AJ did. I thought the final sequence, Jalen Hurts did not play that right. I mean, he threw a ball out of bounds on second down with their season on the line. How much, when you watch the team this year, did say, man, Petullo screwed up a good thing versus the players really had a tough season individually and then collectively?
Well, I kind of knew, and I even told him this coming into the year, that Petullo was in almost an impossible spot because he was really the only new guy on the whole team, but in particular on the offense because Vic Fangio was back. And so if they had any issues at all, people were going to blame him because he was the new guy. The reality is the offensive line took a pretty decent step back this year, and I think guys in and out of the lineup plus guys being less than 100% was a big reason for that. You know, the receivers in particular, I thought A.J. Brown was not quite the same player. In particular in this game, drops were an issue. Now, the part that I am curious about, and I don't know how much to slice this up on the players versus the coaches, you know, and even in particular versus Sirianni and Kevin Petullo, is the penalties. You know, like the Darius Cooper hold, you're on the perimeter, you're blocking a corner pretty good. Here comes Saquon Barkley. You don't need to try to hold on to the guy like that. You don't need to take him down to the ground like that. So certainly that should go on the player. But the reality is when you have an undrafted rookie free agent out of Tarleton State playing in a big moment in a playoff game, he's probably going to make some mistakes. So is it their fault for having him out there? Is it their fault for not teaching him well enough in those situations to understand the scenario and that, hey, when you're out there in space, you got to be smart. We can't get the penalty. If that guy's going to come off and try to make an arm tackle on Saquon Barkley, that's okay. But that kind of stuff, I mean, just so many penalties. So often they're behind the chains. And then they end up completing a pass on third down short of the line again. It was really, really frustrating,
Russ,
obviously.
What was your perspective of the final sequence? So, and specifically the fourth down call. They called a timeout. They had a thought on what the 49ers were doing based on who was on the field because they'd seen it, and then they called the timeout. And they came out, and it ended up being an incomplete over the middle to Dallas Goedert. A lot of people very critical of the play call. Ross, I don't know what they should have called. My thought was, though, that is a difficult spot. It's 4th and 11, and of course, there's no you can't clear anyone out, right? The back of the end zone is there, so you're in a condensed space. What did you make of what they tried versus what they could have and how the season basically ended?
Well, so I guess I would say the biggest issue I had was the calling of the timeout. And I recognize that, you know, it would have been an uphill battle. But they would have gotten the ball back with probably over 30 seconds left. So let's play it out. They don't get the first down. They stop the Niners on three runs. I think there was 43 seconds left. Stop their Niners on three runs. Maybe those take 8 seconds off the clock. So now you're at 35, and then the Niners have to punt. It's not a great chance, but it's still another chance. So I guess the issue I have, Joe, is you call a timeout and then that's the play that you come up with? You know, I mean, if you're going to call a timeout, I would like you to come up with something really good as opposed to that, which was a very, very difficult window for Hurts to try to fit the ball into. What really got him was you have second down where Hurts has to throw the ball away. I mean, first down, it looked like there was a seam there and that Hurts was going to be able to take that for a long way. Kudos to the Niners defenders for coming in and tackling him. The second down throwaway really, really hurt you. You got to get some positive yardage in that situation. And then third down, it would not have been an easy catch, but that's one with the season on the line, you would have liked a little bit better ball placement from Hurts, and you would like to see Devontae Smith find a way to make that catch.
Ross Tucker with us. Ross, let's look forward. NFL postseason, 8 teams left. Unfortunately, no Eagles. You'll be in Chicago for the Rams and Bears game. Ross, what's your thought on how the field looks now after wildcard weekend, which was before the Eagles game, just an incredible 3 games, you know, 1-2-3 leading into the Eagles game, and where we are now. So Buffalo in Denver. We have the Texans at the Patriots. You'll be in Chicago for the Rams and the Bears. And then, of course, Seattle and San Francisco. The NFC looks like a tremendous couple of games we have here. What's your thought on the 4 games left?
I feel pretty strongly on it, Joe. I would be surprised if it's not Rams-Seahawks for the NFC Championship game in Seattle. I think they're the two best teams. I think that there's a chance they both win by double digits, quite frankly, in their game. I think the Bears probably can keep it a little bit closer than the Niners do out in Seattle. And then the AFC, I think I'm going to take both underdogs, both road teams. Mm. And it's probably unlikely, but what I witnessed from the Texans last night on the sideline and that defense, and as long as C.J. Stroud doesn't lose his mind and have 3 horrendous turnovers again, Texans are going to be a tough out. And if you think the Broncos and Bills is going to be a close game late, and that's what the betting line would indicate, how are you taking Bo Nix over Josh Allen? I can't do that. I physically cannot do that. One guy is capable of putting on Superman's cape. The other guy, in my mind, really isn't, although he did it a couple times this year late in games. I think both the road teams. That would be wild if the AFC Championship game is the Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans, and it would be the Texans' first home playoff game of the playoffs would be the conference championship.
Yeah, that would be wild.
Texas would go crazy.
Well, that place would be wild and be a rematch of a game we saw earlier this season. Ross, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy it. We'll be listening and watching on Sunday with you in Chicago. Thank you again, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there with his thoughts on it. But that would be crazy if he's right about that. That Bills-Broncos in his room. I think the Bills are the first team with a bye that's an underdog.
That's great. Well, since quarterback. Probably because of Bo, right?
Oh, sure. And Josh, you know. Yeah. But I think it's the first time since the Foles-Eagles, underdogs to the Falcons after the bye in 17. It's pretty rare to have a bye and then be the underdog.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, man, I tell you, that's going to be a good game. That's probably going to be the best game of the weekend.
And it's the first one. Yeah, I think that's the Saturday 4:30. It will be a great football game.
I love Buffalo.
Love it?
Love Buffalo. Close to guaranteeing.
Off a bye?
Yeah.
Denver at home?
Yeah.
I think it's coin flip. Coin flip. Well, your last guarantee didn't work out great.
You mean Hughes?
Well, I'm sorry. Do you guarantee a game this weekend?
I ain't saying nothing.
Why?
I refuse to watch football this weekend. I'm still, it all depends. But right now I'm feeling like that.
You
might
say it
be
like I'm
case.
Forcing you to do it. You don't have to.
I'm feeling like that might be the case. Okay. Right now I'm still in mourning.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, we could talk about that Friday. If people are going to watch this weekend, or if they're giving it up, I get
you're
it.
Watching football.
I'm lying to myself. I know. Yeah. I'm gonna watch.
I'm addicted. I'm just gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna watch. Like I'm gonna lie to everyone and say I'm not gonna watch the games. Of course, we watch the games. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Guys, man, Jalen Hurts was like. I feel like we're a new coordinator. I feel like we could turn this around. Like, I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts guy. I feel like Jalen Hurts, he's not him. He has to improve. He has to use the whole field. But, guys, Petullo, I feel like it's a big thing when they asked Sirianni in the post-game press conference. They asked him about bringing Petullo back, and all he said was, we got to evaluate everything. They asked Jalen Hurts about Petullo, and he says, I'm not going to speak on that right now. So that's saying a lot about Kevin Petullo and his play calling. Could Hurts have done better with the weapons that he had? Yes, he had to do better. But, guys, I feel like Petullo, if he was here all those years, and we saw, I was telling Kyle, we saw what Hurts did with Shane Steichen. We saw what he did Shane Steichen was a veteran, proven coordinator, and we saw what Hurts did. And Kyle told me that might have been Jalen Hurts' peak, but he has had a different coordinator every year, and I feel like this has been bringing him down, learning a new system, and I feel like the same thing with Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson didn't know what he was doing. Kevin Petullo didn't know what he was doing. So, Joe, I know Hurts, I feel like he's not a top 10 quarterback. I feel like he doesn't play good. He doesn't use the receivers right. He doesn't use his slot receiver. He doesn't use the middle of the field. But I can't blame, like, to me, it's on everybody. It's on Hurts. It's on Petullo. It's on Nick Sirianni. I can't say, like, most of the blame is on Jalen Hurts today, because that last play call was a definition of how Petullo has been calling plays all year. That last play call to send all your guys on a streak down the field, and not, you don't have nothing going to the sideline. You don't have nothing going to the middle of the field, a curl route, a slant. You don't have a post route, none of that. Like, that's baffling to me. And they showed the last play. These guys are all looking at each other on the sideline when they call that timeout. And you can see Hurts and Sirianni looking at each other like they were all dumbfounded. Like, what you want me to call a dummy? Like, that play call right there was the definition of the Philadelphia Eagles offensive season. You had Saquon Barkley. You had Dallas Goedert. I don't care. This is an indictment on coaching malpractice on Petullo, because you had all these, like, yeah, AJ's in the decline, but he's still productive. And Smitty, yeah, Hurts didn't have the best game, but there was a lot of drop balls. Smitty dropped the ball. AJ dropped four balls. And that could have changed the outcome and swing the game a different direction.
What? Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN. 50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sure, the drops were bad. I mean, the last one was the worst one. Fortunately, they got the Goddard catch right after Terrence, we appreciate, so they were able to overcome that one. That last play that Terrence brought up, and a lot of people have referenced the
look on their face.
The look, because they took a timeout.
Where do we get the idea that everybody was so, like, I didn't get that at all. When I saw that clip a million times, everyone's like, Hurts looks like he can't even believe his eyes. You can hardly even see his face.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I just thought it was...
What are we doing?
Everyone has collectively made that up, I think. I
mean, well, because it's the exclamation point on the Fire Petullo thing. He called a bad last play. Guys, the third down. Is Devontae Smith open? Yes, I'll answer the question. He is. Is Jalen have a clean pocket?
Are you talking about the sequence?
Yeah, I'm just saying, why are we in the 4th and 11?
You're trying to get to why did it come down to that timeout in the last play?
Yeah, it's 3rd and 11. First of all, the second down play, again, I'm not going to get right again and scream, but it's going to keep me up all offseason. then we just threw the ball away on second down. The third down play, for as much as Petullo is a moron, Devontae's open. He called it. He got him open.
He drew up some plays that you felt could have got one in the game.
Well, you at least got first and goal. Yeah. I mean, he's probably tackled, you know, at the 10-yard line. But it's
and that's probably what's being litigated as we speak.
It's first and goal, and away we go. It's a bad throw, and Devontae, who makes a lot of spectacular catches, couldn't get that one. And then we're on to a 4th and 11. What's the call there?
Well,
where's the 4th and 11 in the playbook with the end zone behind them?
Well, another thing I'm wondering is, if we're to trust and believe that this is the same offense overall for years now, this is Hurts' 5th season running it, right? Can he not change a route at the line of scrimmage? Can he not change a play or like...
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, I would guess that they, before the game, have a package of plays for 4th and got to have it, right?
Yeah.
So when they went to the sideline, that clip that Terrence is talking about that everyone's referenced, I don't know how many it is. Is it 3? Is it 5? Is it 2? I don't know how many plays they could choose from, but they probably have
it. Don't feel like it's a lot.
Okay. Well, you're
don't feel like a 4th and 11 don't feel like it's a whole lot.
3? 2?
Maybe.
Okay.
It don't feel like it's a lot.
Right. So then they went over with him. This is where we're going. Like, I'm sure he had input on what they were doing.
Yeah, and just like, it's amazing to me that everybody's, like, two of the most defining moments in the history of Philadelphia came down to the coach talking to the player. And you saw in the first one, when you talk about Nick Foles and
Doug.
Well, to your point, that was Foles running up to Doug and asking
to play. And if I'm not mistaken, hasn't Nick Foles told us on his podcast this year that a quarterback has a lot of input with what is called, and you have to be comfortable with it?
Of course.
So I don't know what his narrative was drawn where they say that Jalen didn't like to play, but he ran it anyway. Jalen's the quarterback, and Jalen has told us on more than one occasion that the offense is going to look the way he wanted to look.
I'm positive.
Also, you told us that he was calling the plays in the second half of the Rams game.
Yeah, now, that would have been the moment.
That's a
John Wayne moment. Slaps Petullo, goes out there, and scores a touchdown.
I looked at him like, dog, what you talking about? 4 verticals? Come on now. We're not running that. But again.
But what's the play? Like, no one has told me in 3 days what they should have done.
I was about to say, ain't a whole lot you can do in that situation.
I know, because no one wants to talk about first down, second down, third down. That's where the game was lost, everyone. That's where the fight. 4th and 11, it is a Hail Mary. Like, the defense knows you're in a bad spot. I just, like, that's.
Yeah, and they're not letting you beat them behind. They're not letting you get behind them. A good defense is not in it anyway.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then they know that's for all the marbles on that one. So, yeah. No, they're not letting you.
It's just, it's a bad spot. All right, let's go to Mike in Philly. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. So I'm going to try to attempt. I've been listening for the last 2 days. I'm going to try to attempt to go a different way than where everybody else is going on this. I think this season is equivalent to buying a Bugatti with used tires. Now I'm going to try to explain. Now I think what we see this year has been a manifestation of something that's been happening for the last 10 years. The person I have smoke for, and in regards to how he's built the team, I give him much credit. Is Howie Roseman. Now, I've listened to several different interviews with Howie personally, and he has explained on numerous occasions that the hardest part of his career has been when he was demoted to Chip Kelly. And ever since then, I've seen how things have been going when it comes to who he decides to hire in regards to the offensive coordinators and head coaches. I felt like the whole Doug Peterson thing was Doug wanted a little bit more control, and how he wasn't willing to let it happen. And ever since then, they've been dealing with spare parts outside of Shane Steichen and the Kellen Moore years. To me, we're going to continue to have to deal with Jalen having a new coordinator every year until somebody decides that we go get like a Jim Harbaugh or somebody, give him actual real power. Because to be honest, there really isn't any real teams that consistently compete for championships every year that the front office runs the team. So just to end it off that way, guys, I really think, like, look, Howie did a great job building a team. But overall, we can't keep dealing with guys. We need a real head coach who has real head coaching power, who gets respect in the locker room, the guys will listen to him, and how he just does the player personnel thing. So I appreciate your time. You guys have a great day.
Mike, appreciate the phone call.
How we caught a stray.
Well, so
I hear him. I hear him, though.
I have two thoughts on it. I don't think he's wrong in his theory. Like, I think ever since the chip thing happened, Howie and Jeff said, nobody's ever going to be in charge but us. That's my view. Like, they're never as much as we may love it, do you think they're ever going to hire a Shanahan type, a McVay type? I don't think so either.
But,
so with that, he's right. Now, the pushback I would give, and I know he said goodbye, Hugh, as much as maybe that is more traditional, we can't pretend this hasn't worked.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, Joe.
We went to three Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, three and one, two.
Right.
I mean, there's something to be said. And Doug drew the line in the sand.
And he got axed.
And he got axed. That's why when we were talking earlier, we was like, will Sirianni ride for his boy? Nah, I don't see that happening. He's not going to do that. This is a good job to have, man. And it's not a bad spot to be in until you're at the spot you're in now.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, because you've rode the wave. You've been called a bunch of mean and hurtful names, and you rode the wave, and you won the Super Bowl for the team that Howie built. Now, I'm kind of with Howie with relinquishing power, because you saw what happened. And the team was not good for that. Howie's built a strong roster, man. And like we like to talk about all the time, Howie's probably a Hall of Fame GM. No question about that.
Yeah.
So, and I don't work over there. I don't know him well enough, but it doesn't seem like he's that hard to work with, you know, because at the end of the day, all he wants to do is win.
I agree. But I think there is something, too, that they'd prefer a coach more like Doug or Sirianni than, like, let's be real. You think Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay are going to listen, Howie? No.
Probably not. Right. It's probably going to be some pushback.
Right. But, I don't think they want that. Now, this has worked.
But I was about to say that. If you're Kyle Shanahan and you come in, it's almost like working with John Lynch. John Lynch knows probably more football than Kyle Shanahan.
But Kyle gets final say on the roster.
Okay. I'll give you that. But Howie's final say with this roster has put this roster in a pretty darn good spot.
Yeah, it is a weird – I think the caller totally brings up something valid, but it's one of those where, like, I get it, and see it, but, like, they're not going to stop because they've won like this.
And let me say this, too. I think that's probably true for Coach Sirianni. I don't think that's true for Vic Fangio.
No, well, he gets to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's true for Vic Fangio. I think Vic Fangio, the OG, making meatballs on a Saturday. Like,
you love that video.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Like, he's said in meetings, and be like, man, whatever. Like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, hey, Bryce Love, he can't play for me. He out of here.
Right.
After he got paid, and Howie has alluded to the fact that, you know, Vic Fangio pushes back. I think he respects that more than anything, you know. It's worked. At the end of the day, when you Howie might be you might be mad at Howie today, but Howie's built a hell of a roster, man.
And maybe it means that they won't win back-to-back Super Bowls. Maybe that's going to be challenging.
Yeah, but you're going to be relevant.
But, right, maybe that's going to be more of a Spurs type of run, right? You know, the Spurs didn't win back-to-back titles, but the Spurs for 15 years.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just going to be a different kind of dynasty or different kind of great run rather than the continuity of year by year, because the coach loses his coordinator. All right. I think Petullo's getting way too much blame for what's going on around here. You're causing that. Plus, more on the final play of the game, what others have said about who's at fault, maybe where Jalen could have went with the football. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today.
You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.